Hey there. We at Blue Wire just wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to this podcast. We know everything outside is pretty scary and uncertain, but we're committed to helping you get through your day by talking about the sports and teams that you love most. If you're looking for more great podcasts to distract you, check out BlueWirePods.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the podcast and stay safe.
Hello and welcome to the Esports Biz Show. I'm your host, Justin Jacobson. This week we'll be discussing gaming influencers. Just as a disclaimer, nothing here is intended as legal advice, as everything is for educational purposes only. This week's guest is the Hip Hop Gamer. Hip Hop Gamer is Hot 97's gaming guru. Hot 97 is New York's top hip hop station and one of the largest hip hop stations in the country. The Hip Hop Gamer has been involved in the gaming influence scene as a trendsetter for many years. He works with many top gaming partners, including Logitech, hosts his own gaming podcast with celebrities, and is also a red carpet mainstay and VIP at all of the biggest gaming events from coast to coast. Thanks for joining us.
Yo, that was a dope intro, son. If there was no virus, I'd give you a hug right now, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy right here, son. Nah, thanks for having me, man. I'm very excited. I'm glad that we actually get a chance to chop it up now, because we didn't really get a chance to, like, you know, really kick it and talk, you know, at events and everything. So this is going to be good, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. Esports Biz Show. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, you know, you're quite the attraction when you're at these gaming events. Everybody wants to come say hi to the Hip Hop Gamer. So it's like, we say what up, we see how everything's going, and, you know, business waits.
It's crazy, man. But the reason why that is the energy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when ever since I first came in the industry, it was always about, you know, just my passion and my love for it. And, you know, in the industry side of things, when I started learning about it, you know, I would hear people say, like, you know, you're not supposed to do that, or you know, like. You're supposed to be reserved when you're, like, doing interviews or talking to certain CEOs or whatever. And I was like, y'all must not know who y'all talking to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't listen to y'all. Like, I set the standard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my whole, that was my mentality. It's like, everything that I do has positive motive, positive intentions. I'm always hyped. I'm always excited. I wear my heart on my sleeve. You know, my grandmother taught me how to play games. So everything that I do is tied to my grandma's, rest in peace. It's like, it's just different with me, man. I love what I do. I love people. I just, that's just me, man. Like, it's the energy. So I think that's why that is.
Yeah, I mean, it really kind of, when I first met you, really just kind of gravitated towards you. Like, there was just something about the personality coming from the entertainment and music world that I came from. I just knew it. And then I started to, like, oh, you know, this guy and this guy. And we just had so many kind of connections that it was like, okay, like, you're the hip hop and the gamer. Like, I'm the hip hop gamer lawyer. Like, we were meant to kind of connect. So it's
absolutely
one of those things.
That's crazy.
So to briefly introduce the topic, gaming influencers. So one of the big differences, you know, between pro gamers and streamers and influencers is that, you know, pro gamers really compete professionally on behalf of teams. It's whereas streamers, they're consistently in a grind where they're streaming every single day and not really competing in tournaments and leagues. And then you have people who are called influencers that really kind of bridge the gap and kind of transcend from being a streamer, being a gamer, and have kind of created this marketable personality. And these influencers can be a pro gamer, they can be a streamer, or just a personality like yourself who's involved in the space, who, you know, for better or worse, you influence the space. You know, people that follow you, people that are kind of looking to you for your show, the insight you bring. And this is kind of a new breed within the gaming and, you know, esports space. You know, it's kind of an evolution where you had the traditional streamers who, you know, they wake up and they stream all day and they're animated, and then, you know, it's about clicks and views. Then you have the pro gamers who it's about winning at the highest level and going to big tournaments, and, you know, that's what they're about, you know, winning the Dota 2 International and taking home these prize pools. And, you know, there's a lot of similarities because they're all really in the gaming space and producing gaming content. And, you know, Forbes actually just put out a list from this past year that the top 10 highest gaming influencers earned more than $120 million last year, including Ninja with $17 million, PewDiePie with 15 mil, you know, Minecraft content creator Preston, Shroud, Minecraft creator Dan DTM, and streamer Tim the Tatman all made nearly $10 million. You know, Preston made $14 million. So clearly, you know, the influencer is someone who's kind of really elevated themselves, and, you know, in the numbers, we see it. So, you know, these kind of individuals make money in a variety of ways, you know, event appearance fees, you know, creator and merchandise sales, sponsorship and brand partnerships, which we know is, you know, a huge part, especially as an influencer, you know, aligning with brands that fit your message and your demographic and your following. And then you have the streaming and ad revenue. You know, some of these guys are making six figures plus from subscriptions and donations and tips and bits and, you know, just the ads that are played during their streams. And, you know, what's interesting about these influencers is they have such an important role on consumers and the public at large that the FTC has actually begun regulating them and kind of have these specific rules, disclosures that influencers need to include in a sponsored post. You know, when you're talking about a testimonial of a product or an endorsement of a product, you know, whenever there's this material connection between the influencer, whether they're getting paid for it or they're receiving a product for free, they're, you know, you have to let people know, you know, hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, like, you know, these are important distinctions that the consuming public needs to be aware of. And because of the amount of power that influencers and these social media people have brought, you have to regulate and you have to kind of make sure that things are done properly. So now that we know a bit more about kind of gaming influencers, tell us a little bit more your esports experience in gaming. How'd you kind of get into this whole world?
Okay, so on my end, just to give a background on me for the audience, so my grandmother, rest in peace, she's the one who taught me how to play games when I was 4 years old. So I've been playing video games all my life because of my grandma. The first game I ever played was Pac-Man. That was the first game I ever played. It was Pac-Man on Atari 2600. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Joystick, red button. That was crazy. And then when I played Mario Brothers on Nintendo 8-bit, that's when I knew I was a gamer for life. Like, I got so nice in that game that I beat the whole game without dying. Wow. Like, one time. Like, for real. Like, that's how much I played it. And, you know, I've been a gamer, you know, ever since. So, like, you know, fast forward, you know, as I got older, I met up with a gentleman by the name of Torrance Davis. And I made a video. So before I get to that part, G4 Tech TV, that used to be the joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody watched G4 Tech TV, right? And Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb and all of them, I was a huge fan of, especially Adam Sessler. So then there was this one episode where it felt like the corporations was like getting to his voice. Mm-hmm. And like just that pure gamer realness, I didn't really feel it anymore, and this is somebody that I really admired, and I still do to this day. Adam Sessler, that's my guy. But I'm just telling you the story. So what happened is, after that, I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna complain. I'm gonna just create. So I made my first YouTube video, and it was actually with a friend of mine, and it was called Hip Hop Gamers, and it was us. Like, we was gonna do this together, but he couldn't continue, so Hip Hop Gamers became Hip Hop Gamer. You know what I'm saying? And then I made this video about Assassin's Creed, and I got discovered by a gentleman by the name of Torrance Davis, who had a website called A Bit Bag. So when I got discovered, he's the one who gave me my opportunity to put my content on a website and also go to E3 for the first time back in 2008.
Wow.
So when I went to E3 for the first time, now think about this for a second, right? I go to E3, bro, and I got the big, and at that time, I didn't have a custom championship belt. I had the John Cena WWE belt, you know what I'm saying, with John Cena's name on it. Like, that's how, like, you know, far back this is. So I had the John Cena belt. I'm at E3, you know what I'm saying? Nobody, never seen nobody like me before, like, at E3, ever. Like, So I'm there, I'm, you know, doing interviews and doing all this, like, major stuff, first year. And everybody was like, yo, this is crazy. Some people was like nervous. Some people was real racial towards me, which was unfortunate. But, you know, it is what it is. And it was just crazy. But that was like my first like time at a major, you know, like event in the gaming industry, and I learned a lot from it from that standpoint. So fast forward, Randy Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg's sister, she had an event for this game called Gigit that was going to launch on the Facebook platform. So they had a red carpet there, and I was at the red carpet, and I was about to do an interview with Ebro and Peter Rosenberg and everybody on High 97. So I interviewed Peter Rosenberg. It was such a good interview. They wanted to continue it. And I asked them, how come y'all don't have gaming like on y'all platform? And keep in mind, my day job, I was the supervisor of the mailroom for every single record label. All right, so I knew everybody. When I tell you I know everybody from Jay-Z at Jay-Z's Rockefeller and his people to Dipset to Murder Inc. to Universe, everything. So that was my day to day. So shout out to my man Davey D, because he's the one who told me I should talk to High 97 about the gaming. So I spoke to them about it. Long story short, we managed to come to an agreement where I was going to test run some gaming content on High 97. So then at E3, I think 2016, a lot of my good friends over at Logitech, that, you know, Logitech G was there, and they got the gaming division of Logitech. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, there's so many things we could do with this, and we could impact the community. And one thing I love about Logitech, big shout out to everybody at Logitech, is that they didn't want to just be known for selling millions of products and mouses and keyboards
and webcams like mine.
Yeah, webcams, yeah, like mine too. Yeah, they didn't want to be known for that only anymore. They want to be known for something more. So what I mean by that is that's when we started the gaming and guidance program, where we're going to the schools, impacting the kids, you know, like really doing things to change the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Using gaming as a platform to do it. So that's how that partnership came about. And then that led to, you know, so Yaha 97, Logitech G, Def Jam Records, NBA 2K League. It's so many more partners that I got now, and it's all driven by impacting the community. And there's so much more to come. So I'm very excited about that. And also shout out to RT Auto Center, because I got a new show I'm working on with an H2 Hummer, and that's going to be crazy too. So yeah, man, that's how I got started in all of this. And the buzzword is influencer, but for me, I feel like I'm the Amazon of influencers, because there's so much more that I do. So when you look at, like, you know, a ninja, or, you know, a shoutcaster like my man Steve, and, you know, a lot of these people, in my situation, I want to be able to you know, do more. So I know, like, Ninja is the guy that streams, like, he's a streamer. You know what I mean? And then you may have this person, they're a shoutcaster, and then you have this person, they do fashion.
Yeah,
or they're just a gamer. So I didn't want to be limited and labeled. So I'm hip-hop gamer, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of stuff that I do, and when you rock with me, is there's going to be an impact to it, you know what I mean? So that's the way I move when it comes to the influencer world.
So what's a typical day like? I know we were kind of going over your today's day. What's a day in the life of the hip-hop gamer?
Well, day in the life, well, the first thing is, you know, before I do anything, I, you know, put God first. So I thank God for waking up and stuff like that. Thank God, give me strength for the day. Two, I'm doing a ton of research on everything that's going on in the gaming industry and stuff like that. So doing a ton of research, checking emails, reaching out to companies and having business calls. Also, because I'm a content creator, I'm always looking at what can I do next, or what can I do that I'm already doing better? Because you always want to not just only reinvent yourself, but you want to be better. Yeah. Like, you know, you always want to make sure you're sharpening, you know, your steel. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's that there. Then a lot of times, then I got to stream and stuff like that. So I'm streaming. And then I'm creating, I have weekly shows, I have monthly shows, and I have daily content that I put out too. So I'm just focusing on all of that pretty much every day, and putting together business programs. for companies that's looking to get into the gaming world in an authentic manner, and they're looking to get in to stay in and do things accurate. So I put business programs together as well for companies. So it's like a set it and forget it situation. Mm-hmm. So they may not be able to do it, but they can benefit from having it, and they bring me on board, but it has to make sense. So that's pretty much my day to day, man. As for now, when it comes to the business side, other than that, I'll be bothering my girl, Red Infamy. You know what I'm saying? She's major. I'll be bothering her. We'll be having fun. My son, he's a gamer. So, always do my best to build the bond with him.
What do you guys play?
Everything from Roblox mainly. Mm-hmm. Mainly playing Roblox, but Sonic the Hedgehog, Power Rangers, Mortal Kombat. Yeah, we play a lot of stuff.
Okay, that's awesome.
With currently no NBA, NHL, MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of sports, esports, events, and games to wager on. Or let them bring Vegas to you with their online casino and blackjack. All open 24 hours a day and all online, including their $750,000 poker series. If you're into props and entertaining betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the weather. Visit BetOnline website and join today to receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Be sure to use promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
So I know you're mentioning you have your own show. What is it like playing games with other celebrities and streaming it? Like, how is that?
Oh, yo, it's great because, one, I'll be destroying them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be destroying them. Like I recently, shout out to Antonio Brown. I had him on the show recently, and I beat him in Mortal Kombat. I had Tiffany Haddish on the show on the red carpet, and she's huge with Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. Huge, huge uh-huh. fan of that. What's her name? Michael Bay. Michael Bay, he really wants to, write a story for a video game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Michael mm-hmm. Bay. And Ryan Reynolds, he's down, too. Like, he wants to do a Deadpool versus Wolverine game and stuff like that. He's definitely down for that as well. And I just had John Krasinski from The Office, Jim mm-hmm. Halpert. I just had him on the show as well. And he would love to do a VR version of The Office as a video game.
Word up. Character.
Yeah, it'd be so dope. So it's a dream come true to me, man. Just being able to wake up in the morning and make a living doing what I love to do, that is to me the goal, like right there, you know, if you willing to work hard enough to achieve it. But that is, it's a blessing, man. So I have a ball. I mean, obviously, when you look at my videos, you know, I'm always hype going crazy. That's my life, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it is. So, yeah, it's an honor to do it. And there's a lot more to come with that and more. So, and the name of the show is called We Got Game. So, yeah, man, that's every week, Wednesdays, 1 p.m. on Hot 97 and Logitech G.
So the question is, who really got game? Who are the best celebrities you played against? Who are the ones that is just like, we just got to take the controller away?
Oh, you know what? So shout out to my dude, Ron Killings, a.k.a. R-Truth, WWE superstar. Yo, we played Mortal Kombat, and I won, but it was a great match. It was mad fun. I love his energy, so I had fun playing with him. Shout out to battle rapper Murder Mook, because we played 2K, and he destroyed me in 2K.
Okay.
Actually. But the reason why he destroyed me in 2K is because I'm not good on the 2K view. I'm a broadcast player like back in the day. So, you know, but you know, win is a win and loss is a loss. He got that. So I props to him. My man Chris Rivers, Big Pun's son, mm-hmm. he could game. Like he plays. Like he knows. He knows. And shout out to 10K Cash, who just performed at the NBA 2K League, you know, where we was at. Like, he mm-hmm. performed on stage there. Shout out to Def Jam, 10K Cash. He's nice. Like, yeah. He's nice. I beat him, too. But he's nice, though. Like I respect his game. So that's just to name a few.
Yeah, so those are the tough ones.
Yeah, just name a few. They was a little tough, so. But yeah, it's all good, though.
So how do you decide what games you want to stream?
I mean, I just play what I want to play. Like, for example, like tonight, I'm gonna stream Doom Eternal. Why? Because it's the hottest game. It's the hottest game coming out, and it comes out tomorrow. So I get a chance to exclusively stream it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that right there just makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? To do that. But then I stream a lot of old games. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big fan of all the old titles. So like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. That's a dope game. Like, I stream that because also it's putting people onto the old games that came before them, and they can check that out. You'd be surprised. Like, a lot of the new, like, you know, like gamers or whatever that never played those old games, when they see them, a lot of times they're like, yo, this joint is kind of dope. Like, let me play that. But you wouldn't know about it unless we showed you. So, you know, I just play what I want to play. I do have a series called Hip Hop Gamer versus the World, where I battle a lot of people that's in my chat and stuff like that. So that's really dope. That's really, really dope. So, yeah, man, it's fun, man. I love what I do. Bro.
How does that go when you're battling them? Are there guys that have just taken care of business on you, or do you put up a good fight most of the time?
No, most of the time I put up a good fight. Most of the time I win, like, a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm nice. Like, I ain't just...
Like, I'm the gamer, man.
Yeah, like, I'm a gamer for real. Like, let's go. Like, I play. But there was this one dude that I played, and, like, he destroyed me in Tekken. And Tekken's one of my, like, games where I'm real nice in. And he destroyed me in Tekken, and I learned a few things from playing him. But if we was offline and he's like in front of me, I'd destroy him. I'd destroy him. Because like online could be iffy a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, But it's fun playing with the chat because it's kind of like you playing with the people that really support you and take time out of their day to watch you. That right there is different. It's a different feel when you play against people like that.
I mean, that's amazing. Like, I think that's one of the best things about the whole digital world and streaming and Twitch and all this is that you actually can have these real interactions with people that are watching you and are tuning in every day. And
absolutely,
you know, you could do it from your house.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm at the crib right now talking to you. Like, this is dope, man. So even in this, you know, sad situation with the virus, I'm happy that more people is getting connected digitally. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everything happened for a reason. But I really feel like, you know, from an optimistic standpoint, there's going to be a lot of positives that comes out of this negative. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the only way we can look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was the moment you realized that gaming and, you know, being the hip hop gamer was your calling?
From the standpoint of music, they used to call me Jackal. Like, that was like my like rap name, my stage name. So I'm actually a hip hop artist. Like, I make songs for video games, like, too. Like, I'm actually an artist. So, you know, the whole calling of hip hop gamer, it came from my lifestyle. Like, when I was a kid, that's what I did. You know, like, video games and hip hop.
Okay.
All day, every day. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? I was in a rap group called HLC back in the day. I actually got offered a contract to sign back in the day with MC Shan. You know, one of the old school cats. Like, it's crazy. Like that was my life, video games and hip hop. So I was like, this is the only name I can have. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop gamer is the only way to go. Like, you know what I mean? So, I was like, yo, I'm gonna do this. And I did it. The brand, what I love about my name is that it's not something I have to like sell you or really educate you on. When I say it, you know it. It's like, you know what I'm about, you know who I am just by my name. And I feel like that was genius from a brand standpoint, you know, looking back, because everybody knows what it's about. So when you say my name, it already relates to what you grew up on in terms of if you're a hardcore gamer or you're a hardcore hip hop head or you're both. I'm the beacon of what your lifestyle is. I'm the living proof. I'm like, I'm embedded in that. So to me, it's like if you look at 50 Cent, like every day somebody, there's change being exchanged. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times you got a quarter, you got 50 Cent, or somebody said, yo, let me get 50 Cent. Like, it was something that was already said and known amongst just daily conversation. when you're dealing with money or goods and services. And also 50 Cent is a metaphor for change, because you break a dollar, you get your change. So it's like, it's the same, it's along those same lines in terms of the moment you say it, you know what it is. And I felt like brand-wise, that was the biggest impact.
Yeah, you know, and then you see on the event with a championship belt and the bling, and it's like, he is hip-hop and he is the gamer, and it just, you know, really kind of fits perfectly.
Yeah, well, the belt is twofold. Like, the belt represents, you know, my grandma, because my grandmother always looked at me as a champion, and I looked at her as my champion, you know, in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, for those that don't know, I never met my mother, you know what I'm saying, my real biological mom. So it's like, you know, my grandmom's, you know, was my everything, you know, absolutely. So when, you know, during those, that time and that moment, you know, getting, like, at first with the belt, I didn't look at it like that way, but over time and getting older, just looking back on things, that's why I customized the belt, redesigned it. So my grandmother is on it, my son is on it, and, you know, the things that give me strength and what makes me who I am from a brand and just a just as a person, you know, is on my belt. So it's me letting people know that I'm number one at what I do. It doesn't mean that I'm better than you. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I'm number one at what I do. And as long as I achieve the best within myself, the results will show like they're doing now. So.
Okay. So what does the future hold? Where are we going from here?
Oh, man, so many things. Like, so first off, just to let you know some of the things I got going on right now, I wrote a song for Dying Light 2. And that's coming out this year. Lord willing, is coming out this year. So I'm excited to get that. I wrote a song for the brand new Watch Dogs game. I just got to get it recorded, but I wrote a song for that game as well. So I want to make that happen. I got new shows and new content that I'm working on being produced, that I'm focused on. That's going to be very exciting and different. Like the show that I did today is an example of that. I got something else that I can't speak on right now, but it's huge. What I mean is huge. Like, I can't wait for people to see this, because it's one of those barrier breaking announcements. Like, when this happened, everybody gonna be like, yo, like, this dude really did it. And I'm doing my best to bring everybody that I feel is impactful and valuable and significant in the space. I wanna bring them all along with me on this ride, because this news that I got to share is going to be huge. So I'm excited about that. Also, in terms of one of my personal goals is two main things. The gaming and guidance program that I'm doing, I want to get actual gaming and guidance, like a gaming and guidance building. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like an actual facility where people can go to. Like, Saved by the Bell is one of my favorite TV shows, you know what I'm saying? And after the school, they all went to the Max.
Yep.
Or the kids went to the Max to hang out. So I want this to be like the Max, but for everybody to come through, have fun, play games, talk, learn. You know, I want it to really be like your second home. Like, you know what I'm saying? The gaming and guidance facility. And so that's one thing. And another thing, I'm a huge, like, in terms of talk show hosts, I'm a huge fan of, you know, like Jimmy Fallon and you know, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, Oprah and you know, David Letterman. You know, I'm huge fans of, you know, their work and everything. Jay Leno, of course. So one of the things I would love to do is to have a you know, daytime or late night talk show that's based off hip hop and video games and overall entertainment. So those are like,
so Fuse TV, if you still exist, let's go.
Yeah, I know, right? So like so those are like two things that I'm looking forward to accomplishing and stuff like that. And everything else, you know, is kind of up in the air right now, wherever this journey takes me. But as of right now, those things is on top of what I'm already doing. Is the focus right now.
Awesome. So, you know, I like to end each episode with my three questions.
All right.
So what's your favorite game to watch?
Ooh, my favorite game to watch? You know what? I'm probably going to say Mortal Kombat, just because I love Sonic Fox. Like, Sonic Fox is such a beast in this game. I could watch Mortal Kombat all day, but there's a lot of games I could watch though. Like, you know, but I like Mortal Kombat. I just love how brutal it is. I love how technical it is. I love the fatalities, the gore. You know, I love Mortal Kombat, man. That's my game.
I mean, I've definitely played myself some Mortal Kombat back in the day.
Yeah, man. Mortal Kombat is the truth, bro.
So what's your favorite game to play?
My favorite game to play? Oh, that's such an unfair question.
Give us a few of them, you know.
Yeah. All right. So I'll break it down like this, right? When it comes to first-person shooters,
okay,
favorite game is probably going to be Call of Duty. When it comes to first-person shooters. But I love Destiny. You know what I'm saying? Destiny is dope. I love Doom.
Okay.
Doom.
An old school one.
Fire. Love Doom. And I love Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein, bro. That's an underrated gem right there. That joint is fire. If we're talking fighting games, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, definitely. And... yo, I'm really loving Dragon Ball FighterZ.
People love that game.
Dragon Ball FighterZ is dope. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Some honorable mentions would be the new joint I'm playing right now, Grand Blue Fantasy, like Blaze Blue and all those games. New joints is dope. And to take it back in the day, Bloody Roar. Bloody Roar. Yo, love Bloody Roar. So that's that. Racing games is pretty much... like, they got to get back to making some dope racing games like back in the day.
Like Mario Kart and just leave it at that.
I'll say I love Mario Kart, definitely. You know, Forza is dope. Gran Turismo is dope. But it's like, I still feel they got to do better, like, with those games. Like, I feel like they're relying too much on their name as opposed to getting down to the nitty-gritty and making things better. So they got to work on those franchises and stuff like that, and even Speed as well. But yeah, man, like, favorite games to play is probably action adventure games. Like, I just finished, I just beat Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Uh-huh. You know, I love God of War. That's my favorite game of all time. Yeah, so those are, like, my favorite games to play, action adventure.
Okay, so last question. So who's your favorite video game character? Mario, Luigi, Sonic...
My favorite video game character is Kratos, bro. Kratos. Forever. And, yo, listen, son. Shout out to David Jaffe, man. That's my bro right there, man. You know, he created Kratos. And I'm telling you right now, yo, Jay, real talk, son. Kratos, to me, is the best character ever made, best game ever made. Like, yo. Yo, son, I love God of War, son. Like, ain't nothing like it, bro. And the fact that they reinvented it, yo, when God of War come out on PlayStation 5, son,
yeah.
Like, real talk, if Sony announced God of War is coming to PlayStation 5, the virus would go away tomorrow. Like, that's it. The virus is, like,
right, this won't even exist. Humanity will be saved.
Yeah, all you gotta do is make that announcement, and then that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? The virus go away tomorrow. I'm telling you, that's how much I love God of War, bro.
Awesome. Well, you know, thank you so much for joining us. This was, you know, very insightful, and I'm glad we got to chop it up a bit, you know?
Yeah, man.
Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in, and make sure to follow me on Twitter, JustinJESQ, and check Apple Podcasts for all our past episodes.
Much love, man. I appreciate you, man. Esports Biz Show. We out here. Hip Hop Gamer. Find me.